Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This most underrated, one of the most underrated Teddy songs ever right here.
Well, that's a good morning and a welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday, thanks for being with us. Just a huge 3 hours ahead. So much to get into with a big football weekend on the horizon. Starts tonight for some of us. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, man. It's a Funk Friday, bro. You brought it with that one right there, dog. That's one of my favorite Teddy songs ever, man. But yeah, man, it is a big time Friday, Funk Friday, as we're getting ready for you. Like you said, Washington's playing tonight. Versus Rutgers, so we know what happened last year against Rutgers.
Need
a new kicker because of last year. Obviously, Tech's home. Shout out to Kennesaw State. They won last night. Kennesaw State. Obviously, the Dogs going down to the plane, and Tech is hosting Virginia Tech.
That's right.
And then, obviously, the Falcons play on Monday night. But, yeah, man, it's going to be a fun weekend. A lot of fun games going on. Good Thursday night game. I don't know if it's good Giants or bad Eagles.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you this. You were just talking about this. The Giants, they got two fun playmakers.
Yes.
They ain't going to last long.
No. It feels like a comet in the night sky. Enjoy it while you can see it.
And two of his three starts, he's ended up in the blue tent. My Jackson Dart.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. But pretty fun to watch while they're out there. And they're certainly enjoying it. There's no question about it. And that's the thing is like, two young players like that in a market like that playing how
full
they play.
Full of pee and vinegar, man.
And doing backflips and the wake scataboo runs. Like, they're going to be all over the highlights while they're playing. And they both play recklessly. Now, Scataboo's been playing recklessly, so he's kind of at least a little bit used to that.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart takes a lot of hits.
Man. Yeah, man. Yeah, and he ain't the biggest dude
not
in the world.
Biggest guy.
I know they were trying to compare him to Josh Allen when he was coming out. I was like, no, Josh Allen is 6'5". 245.
Yeah.
But I mean, just the youth and you talk about the injection of youth and all those different talking about new quarterback
those
energy.
Those are both rookies. Yeah, that's a first
yeah,
and
they're
a
both
second
rookies,
round
and they're both rookies.
Maybe a third round.
They're both rookies who had monumental mistakes last year that cost their team football games. So for them to come out and play the way they did last night, it was a lot of fun. Obviously my son's a Giants fan.
Round draft pick. Sorry. Scottie was a fourth rounder.
And obviously my son who is a big time turns 21 tomorrow, dog.
Oh wow.
Yeah, man, turns 21 tomorrow.
Look out.
Look out Atlanta.
Carrollton?
Yeah, look out, Carrollton.
Look out, Carrollton.
Look out. Obviously he was texting me and all those things. But the Eagles got issues.
Yep.
They got issues. And it's personnel issues, meaning something going on with the quarterback and receiver. Now, you know, I don't dive in and all that stuff, but when it's there, I'm like, okay, I'll say something now. No, it's a problem. It's a problem with Jalen Hurts because Jalen Hurts is not playing good. The Eagles' offensive line stinks. They got their ass whipped all night long. The play calling stinks. Saquon Barkley, 12 rushes. Stinks. Are you kidding me? Like, they better get it fixed faster. They're 4-2, so I don't panic.
Yeah,
but after what happened,
they were 4-0.
But what happened to Philadelphia Sports last night?
Yeah, it's a tough night.
I'm not crying a tear for them.
Oh, no.
Don't care. That's what y'all get. No, but to lose a baseball game like that.
Yeah, it's a tough way to lose.
Brutal.
It's tough way to lose a baseball game. And then to get just flat out embarrassed on Thursday night football as well.
Brutal.
Yeah, I mean.
Did the Sixers play last night?
I don't know. At least it was a preseason game, if so.
Right.
But I don't know. The Flyers play? I know hockey started.
The Flyers play? I mean, being coming off the Penn State.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
good
man.
Good point.
Woo, boy.
It's been a tough run.
It's been a tough run, boy.
Philadelphia. Couldn't have happened to a better city.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, they do. They've got problems on offense.
Yep.
We've been talking about it for a couple weeks. I know injuries are a part of it, but play calling's a part of it.
Yep.
It seems like chemistry is a part of it.
Yep.
I know we had some fun yesterday with the players, the three-player players-only meeting.
But, yeah.
He was asked about it last night.
What did he say? I don't
remember that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he's probably a guy.
All right.
He's probably the dude that was like, how the hell let's get out?
Maybe.
How the hell let's get out?
Yeah, look, I don't know. I don't know if this is something that they can clean up. Because remember, a couple of years ago, they went to the Super Bowl, and then they had the year where they kept winning close games, but it was all razor thin, and then it totally fell apart down the stretch. Remember that?
They were 10-1.
But a lot of them were shaky, and there was a lot of the people that cover them closely and follow them closely were like, yeah, they're 10-1, but I don't know. They're teetering on the edge here. And then they fell over the edge, and it was a disaster. They got beat in the first round of the playoffs.
By the Bucks.
And they fired their coordinators, and like there was something that happened that we still don't know about, which is fine. Like, we don't have to know about everything that happens inside locker rooms, but it seems like something happened which sort of set that season down the wrong path. Well, this one's happened earlier.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's the same two guys that are having the issue.
No, it's them two guys.
It seems
it's AJ and it's Jalen. Jalen can't get him the ball. And mainly because AJ has the most basic route tree of a great receiver I've ever seen. I mean, well, hell, playmaker, all he ran was slant bang eights, but still.
Yeah, but they got him.
But they got him the ball.
Yeah, so he was happy.
Yeah, and so, but I just think, you know, just they got to reevaluate. I don't know, well, you got this time off. Maybe Sirianni takes back the play calling, because remember, he gave it up. Maybe he got to take it back, because their offense is not clicking, and AJ's not happy. I know I saw this morning, it's like, trade him. I was like, it was like, trade him to the Chiefs. Why the hell would you trade him to the Chiefs? That's unfair.
Yeah.
Trade him to the Eagles. I mean, no, not the Eagles, but the Patriots. Because Braves lost his mind when they traded him.
That's a great point.
You remember that?
The thing is, like, okay, trade him, but also they got to try to get something, too. Like,
yeah.
They need some help.
Yeah, they need – because once the corners went out, I love Keely Ringo. Love me a Ringo. Love that woman there. But, dude, he's struggling.
Yeah.
And he's that guy. He's that –
they're going after him.
Yeah, we're going after Selma right there, man. We're going to go after him. Then not having Jalen Carter also, it was a big deal also.
Big deal.
We already know Nolan's out for a little while, but yeah, I don't know. It's broken, man. It's broken.
They're an every other year team, it seems like.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
They're the Ozzie Albies of the NFL. One year on, 1 year off.
I
don't know why that's what it is, but it seems to be what it is. Again, conversely, the Giants, just fun. Like, fun to have that little, whether it's a moment in the sun or if it's going to build to something or whatever. But you see what a great performance on national TV does against a team like that,
yes.
too.
Yeah.
Like, they're the headliner today.
Yep.
And that's why when we talk about this Falcons matchup against the Bills on Monday night,
right.
Penix, Bijan, whoever, go out there and ball and have a great performance like that against the Bills, same thing.
Yeah.
Like, you wake up Tuesday morning and all of the headlines on all of the football shows are going to be talking about what the Falcons offense can do.
Yep.
Obviously a win is at stake, a win at home against a good team, a measuring stick game against a team that is genuinely one of the favorites to go to the Super Bowl. All of that is there, but there's also the potential for some excitement as well. Like,
yeah.
You get a win like that, you turn some heads and get some attention.
No doubt about it, man. I think this is one of those things where it's your moment. It's your moment. We've been saying we hate double Monday night games. I can't stand them.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I can't stand them.
Well, at least we'll only be focused in on one.
Yeah,
of them,
yeah. What's
the other one?
The Bears and the Commanders.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Bears and the Commanders.
That's one I'd like to watch.
Yeah, but I think, you know, just the fact is that you got it here in your city. It's going to be a fun night. We can talk about the uniforms and whatever. You got a big-time game against a big-time opponent that's coming to your house. A marquee name player in the National Football League is coming to your city. and you have an opportunity to be able to be, like you said, the talk of the town. They're going to talk about this game regardless. Mm-hmm. It's going to be more positive, obviously, if you win, but they're going to talk about Josh Allen bouncing back from a uncharacteristic performance like they had a week ago against the Patriots. But, yeah, you can go out there. You can be a spoiler, whatever you want to call it. Like, I know that Buffalo's favorite, but I wouldn't look at it. This is an upset if Atlanta wins, because I think Atlanta can win this football game if they do what they told us what they want their identity to be. Mm-hmm. If they do that, and the biggest thing about it was something to go back to Wednesday, what Arch was talking about is they're both teams are 1-2 in time of possession. That's a big deal because of the fact is that the possessions will be limited. So Atlanta's going to be able to move the ball.
Yeah.
But they got to score touchdowns, man. But they can't be settling for three field goals and a touchdown.
I know we won't do keys. Well, you know what? I guess I don't know what we're going to do, because we're going to do kind of a weird thing on Monday where I'm going to do Wade Ford from 3-5 with Joe, and you're doing kind of the hybrid with Carl and Mike from 11-3, which everyone's excited about. All of us are. It's not like it was my idea.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
All you had to do was like, you know what? I'll double dip.
They were like, oh, how are we going to do this? Hey, how's this sound? I was like, I don't know. Sounds okay. Ask Randy what he thinks.
They did not ask Randy what he thought.
Oh, maybe they wanted me to do that. Another one of those things where I'm supposed to do it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, you ask Randy. But no, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
It'll be fun. But we won't do our keys to the game on Monday. Those both sounded very clearly like keys to the game,
right?
Which they are. It's, both of these teams love to possess the ball. Like you said, 1-2 in the NFL in terms of time of possession. Whoever wins that battle very likely is going to win the game on Monday night. Same thing we talked about, like you mentioned with Arch, where you got to turn those threes in the red zone into sixes. And if they can start doing that at a higher percentage, because they're moving the ball. I mean, even in the awful game against Carolina, I know they never got into the red zone, but there were drives, especially earlier in the game, where they were moving the football a little bit. You just got to find a way to get into the end zone more consistently, especially against a team like Buffalo.
Yes.
Like, you might score 34 points. If you score 34 points on Monday night like you did against Washington, you still might lose. Like, that's how good Buffalo's offense is.
Yes, yes. And because of the fact is who their guy is. I mean, he's a spectacular player. He's a top five player in the National Football League. And so when you have that kind of threat, and as we mentioned it yesterday, playing the second play, it was Ross in his pressure on Wednesday, I think he said it, because he's got the snap and everybody's covered, that don't mean the play's over with this dude. You know what I mean? Because this dude, he got that giddy up bottom. And he's a big dude, like you said. So you're going to have to put your pads on. You're going to have to get him on the ground.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get into what's trending. Haven't spent much time on all the fun college football games that will be played tomorrow. Rodney Nabalsi is going to join us at 11:40 as well. So we'll get his thoughts on Georgia and Auburn. All that coming up here in the remainder of the hour. First hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course. Atlanta Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly,
clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Think we're a running football team that's able to go out there and run it on just about anybody and when you want to run it with the two guys that we do have. I think those guys are doing a great job. I think our up front is having the ability to be able to run the football. We got to find ways to score more touchdowns and do different things like that on offense. I think on defense, we're playing fast. We're playing physical. We're a good tackling football team. They're competitive, which I love. And I think on special teams, I think we got some guys to go out there and just want to play. I think I got high character. They're ready to go out there and make a play for us at any moment.
There you go. That's Raheem Morris talking about the identity of the football team. And like we've said over the last handful of weeks, agreed. Show us.
Yep.
Continue to show us. I think we all thought that that was going to be what it was when the season started. And in the two wins, it certainly has been.
Right.
And go a long way to help you beat the Buffalo Bills on Monday night as well. So hopefully that's what it is. Hopefully, 3, 4, 5 weeks from now, there will no longer be any questions on Wednesdays or Thursdays or whatever about what's the identity of the team, because we'll know.
They need 30-plus carries.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
They need 30-plus carries in the game.
Maybe 18 for Bijan, 12 for Algier.
Yep. They need 30, They need 30 carries in this game.
I would love that.
Because 30 carries is that's your brand of football. Mm-hmm. Not putting too much on Michael to have to drop back and do all those things. Don't know what Ed Oliver, what his status is, if he's going to play or not. I mean, he's such a difference maker. So if he's not there, obviously you have the advantage there at the other Falcons.
Yeah, hopefully.
But, 30 carries, to me, should be the bar for where this team needs to be if they're going to compete in this game on Monday night.
All right. Like we said, obviously we'll spend quite a bit of time on that game today. But with the game being on Monday, we won't devote a full keys to the game segment at 1:20 like we normally do. We'll do a Georgia-Auburn keys to the game at 1:20 and spend a lot more time just on kind of general college football stuff, including Brent Venables, the head coach at Oklahoma, talking about the potential return of John Mateer tomorrow.
I don't know anything about the injury. I'm just, when they tell me he's available, I'll let y'all know. I'm just lean on the doctors.
Okay.
I'm not an expert in any of it. So I literally, that's the extent of it. John is doing no good-on-good work. So it's Michael and Witt right now.
Well, right now, maybe about a half hour ago, said he's probable. He got because I guess the SEC.
We got to do the report.
Yeah, it said probable,
and he was questionable. Now probable.
Yeah, he's probable now.
And look, even if he can't play, he's going to be out there warming up tomorrow.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, because you're trying to get. Obviously, they're trying to get him back to play, and who seems like maybe he will. But if he can't, you let him go out there and try it out and give Texas something to think about.
Oh, no doubt about it. You got to put him out there just to see. Like you said, I don't know where the strength of the thumb and all those different things. I think it's his thumb.
Yeah, right. That's right.
And so you're talking about gripping the football. I'm pretty sure.
I think that's the main thing they were talking about.
Yeah.
Because the pain, they were like, he can suck up the pain for 3 hours.
Right.
But if he can't get a good grip on the football, he's not going to be able to.
And so he's going to have some special tape job and all those different things. But he's a difference maker, and he's a game changer if he's in there, because he is that good of a player. Like, he was in the, I think he was the leading candidate for the Heisman before he got hurt, And he did finish the game with that thumb broken.
He did.
Texas, they're reeling right now, man. They're reeling right now. Now, the Red River Shootout, it's a, you know, we know that. We know what's at stake in these things. I thought, and I don't think it's all on Arch. Like, everybody wants to put it on him. And I can't even sit here and say I understand why. He's still a young quarterback.
Yeah,
and he's playing like, well, you mentioned that on Monday. He's playing like a young quarterback.
That's what it looks like. It looks like a
first-year starter. But they are not playing good run. They can't block.
Yep.
They can't run.
Yep.
Their receivers aren't good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, like, somebody, what did somebody say? Somebody said they whiffed on this roster.
Offensively,
yeah,
it seems
offensively
like,
whiffed on the roster.
There's some really good players on that defense.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, like the skill position where they've been pretty good. Even their run game the last couple of years has been
decent.
Has been decent, but not kind of what you would expect
From Texas.
I remember that a couple guys got hurt preseason last year, so they were on to I think it was Wisner, right? And he ended up actually having a pretty good year. Now he's banged up too. All that stuff you just said is 100% right, and it's the absolute wrong recipe for playing Oklahoma.
Yes.
Because Oklahoma's front seven is outrageous.
They get after it.
They are so good
up
front. I mean, they had 10 sacks against Auburn in that win a couple of weeks ago. You got a young quarterback who's playing like a young quarterback who obviously hears all of the...
Oh, they're going to throw all kind of stuff
in. Dude. And they can't... The offensive line's not playing well and they have no run game. Like, that's a tough recipe for Arch Manning to try to figure this thing out. Now, conversely, if he does, if they go into this game and he, you know, takes that whatever next step looks like for a young quarterback and he's able to use his legs a little bit and keep plays alive and they win this game, like, that's huge for him and that football team and kind of calming things.
Yes.
Like, 3-3, though?
I mean,
0-2 in the SEC and 3-3 with all the expectations?
They haven't beat a P14 yet.
No.
Well,
they certainly have not. And again, we talk about this, not to pile on or anything, but, like, we've talked about this for a couple of years now with the Sark narrative and not entirely understanding how the credit got where it was without some of the results. I mean, his record against top 10 opponents is as bad as anybody.
Yeah, but I think, you know, and because Sark's a hell of a football coach. He's a hell of a play caller, all those different things. But, yeah, his resume was he was a coordinator for Nick Saban.
Yeah.
And he was
and Pete Carroll a long time ago.
But he was the biggest name in that hiring cycle.
Right.
And so Texas needed a head coach. Yep. You go for the biggest, you go for the next up and coming offensive guy. Not saying that Sark can't get it done. You know, they were a playoff team last year.
And the year before.
And so, that, I mean, this team has seen success. But right now, it's just like all the hype. I mean, you look at them. Who was more hyped in the preseason? Was it them or Penn State?
Them. It was them because of Arch.
Okay. And rightfully so. And that's why he's not struggling because of the hype, I don't think. I do think he's pressing more because of the fact is that he's not his uncle. His uncle is one of the best quarterbacks ever.
Yeah. I don't know why he's struggling, whether it's because he's pressing or pressure or maybe he's just not there yet. But, like, there's definitely been moments where it's like, oh, man. Like,
yeah.
That was a tight throw, like especially against Ohio State. It was like, well, this dude looks overwhelmed.
Yes.
But you know what? That happens. It was Columbus, Ohio, his first start. Like, I mean, I know he started a couple last year, but, like, really as the starter, as the number one team in the country.
It's a hard place to play.
Like, it's kind of, I don't know. People forget these guys are humans, even if their last name is Manning.
They don't.
Speaking of that, important to keep in mind, these guys are humans. This is how the Phillies season ended last night.
The 0-1. Swing at a broken bat. Comebacker. Kirkring knocks it down. Picks it up. Throws wildly home to the backstop. And the season is over. The Dodgers rushing out past Orion Kirkring, who stands with his hands on his knees, bent over.
Damn, homie.
Damn,
homie. That's brutal. And he done deactivated everything, right?
I hope so.
They got security outside his house, right?
I hope so,
because people like...
He probably doesn't live in Philadelphia. Just go home.
Just go home, dude.
Go wherever you're from.
Go and get the hell on, man.
Turn all the social media off.
That was... What was the series?
They were down 2-1.
Okay.
So, I mean, they still were going to have to win another game if they won that game. And it was tied, extra innings, all that. But, like... If you haven't seen it, it was bases loaded, two outs, ball right back to him. It was a hard hit, but he knocks it down. He had a play at first base, and
Real
Muto tried to tell him, but you know, time speeds up.
Yeah, man.
It's not like he could hear him. It's really loud in Dodger Stadium. You could hear it on that highlight. Yeah, man. Tough way for a season to end. Yeah,
no, it couldn't happen to a better fan base.
I agree with that.
But I think
it's hard not to chuckle.
Yeah, but
I chuckle at their fans. I'm not chuckling at
no,
him.
Not at all.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. It does make sense. But like you're looking at it, like the Yankees and the Phillies are out
back to back days.
Yeah, so
kind of beautiful.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, whatever. Because there's still other teams that I don't like.
Well, I know the hard part is the Dodgers were the ones that won. Still in it. So like you know they're that, the ones that
you know
move
that,
on.
That he has another Dodger shirt.
He does.
Yes.
I thought the one went in the toilet.
He had another one. Damn, that's Auntie crazy. Buying my son them damn Dodger shirts. I'm sorry, because he has it on there at the beach and FaceTime this morning. I'm like, take that damn shirt off my boy.
Wow.
Take the shirt off of him.
So that was intentionally like a celebratory fashion item.
It seems like, didn't it?
They won last night. They're going to the NLCS.
I'm pretty sure she didn't watch it. Yeah.
Right.
I'm pretty sure my wife didn't watch it. I'm like, you should have it this morning. Hey, take that shirt off of my child. Okay. All right, we're about to put on, they're about to go to swimming, so I put this new shirt on. All right, fine. But take that damn shirt off. I told Samson.
Throw it away.
Throw that damn shirt away.
Get rid of that thing immediately.
Yes.
Atlanta United head south for their final road game of the season against Inter Miami.
Not the final game, though.
I know. I wish it was, and so do they.
Yeah.
Just two games left, one on the road and one at home. The Cubs won last night, so they even the series with the Brewers. Game 5 will be played on Saturday, and the Tigers and the Mariners.
Are the Brewers a choke artist? Like they're like a regular season team and just can't get it done postseason.
Well, if they lose this series after winning all these games
exactly.
And being up in the series,
that's what I'm saying.
You could make that argument. Yeah. Mariners Tigers game 5 tonight, 8:00 on Fox. Winner goes on to play the Blue Jays in the ALCS.
LeBron's going to miss a month with sciatica.
Sciatica.
That's an old man thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he's old as hell.
Well, he is. That's the thing about
but
it.
The thing about it,
people
is old.
People keep being like, yeah, that's old people. LeBron's old.
In basketball years? He's not old.
Well, yeah, but, you
basketball
know.
Years.
In basketball years. Basketball years, he's 85
his
years old.
His first time ever missing a season opener.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, first time ever. Yeah.
He's doing a lot of old stuff this week.
Yeah, man.
Sciatica and Hennessy.
Yeah. That goes together like
to
old. Hey, want to get your Thanksgiving started off with some golf for a great cause. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming on Monday, guys, November 24th. It's at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Great place. A lot of fun. So go over to 92.9thegame.com. Click on the events league. Do it now because the foursomes are going very quickly. Also, an awesome cause. It's benefiting Pets for Vets. So make sure you guys get over there to the benefits. The event link to get your foursome on.
First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby. Speaking of golf, Bobby Jones Golf Course, Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Roddy Nabalsi will join us next from UGASports.com. Help preview the Georgia-Auburn game tomorrow night. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
30 seconds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll start looking ahead to some of the other games coming up this weekend in the NFL. We'll get back into some college football in the noon hour as well. But Rodney DeBalsi from UGASports.com joins us every Friday at 11:40 to preview the upcoming Georgia football game tomorrow against Auburn. He always picks his walk-up music in relation to the matchup as well. And I think that one's pretty clear,
yeah.
Rodney.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, Jordan Hare at night. That is not a happy place for Georgia fans usually. Although Georgia's had some success there. Kirby Smart's won 8 in a row against them. But, I mean, heck, go back to that 2017 season.
We won't do that.
Let's yeah. They got revenge in the SEC championship
they
game.
Did.
But my point is.
Rod, what about the year where all you got to do is knock the damn ball down? Ball goes off the safety's chest into the ham hand. That was the year. Auburn, that was a kick.
Same year.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. The prayer of Jordan Hare, Trey Matthews, Josh Harvey Clemens.
Yeah.
I think both of them wound up at Auburn, or at least one of them did.
They did. You're absolutely right.
Were you in on it, guys? You know, were you agents? You know, were you subverting this? You know, can we get the CIA in on this? But trigger Trey Matthews. It's been a minute, but it's a there's bad memories there. And a lot of Georgia fans are very excited. They're like, oh, Auburn, we got them eight times in a row. We'll win again. I'm like, those 8 wins don't get you an automatic first down or a third down conversion.
Exactly.
They don't put points on the board. That doesn't mean jack to this team. So unless you can get to Jackson Arnold, you can win if you can get pressure on the quarterback, but you haven't been able to do it all year. You could win if you could cover Singleton, which you haven't been able to do when he was at Georgia Tech. If you could cover Cam over there, you'd be able to win, but you haven't been able to cover anybody all year. So I'm worried about Georgia's defense against an offense that is absolutely due. I know they didn't convert any third downs in the last game, but they've had 2 weeks to prepare. They're at home. They're going to be retiring Cam Newton's jersey, and that place is going to be absolutely sideways.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I remember early in the year they announced all that stuff kind of at once.
Yes.
They were claiming other national championships.
Yes, and then they said they were retiring.
Hey, makes sense.
Rod, what you hearing on the injury front, especially on the offensive line?
I don't think Monroe Freely is going to be back for this game.
Okay.
I think you're going to have Bo Hewley over there, 2 true freshmen on the right side, and Big Micah Morris, he got banged up, but he should be fine. And Drew Bobo has been, an absolute stalwart guy there in the center. So they'll be their, 6th game and 6 different offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually been a strength for Georgia. I know we were worried about it, and you've got to be nervous with those 2 true freshmen, but Georgia's been able to run the ball, and they've been able to give Gunnar Stockton time. So I'm not worried about the offense as much as I am the defense in this game.
If you were going to get a pass rush, Roddy, though, I know that it hasn't happened so far this year, but, I mean, Auburn has allowed Jackson Arnold to get sacked repeatedly. He got sacked 10 times by Oklahoma. Like, is this kind of the last time that we wonder where it is? Like, if it doesn't show up tomorrow, then Georgia probably just doesn't have a pass rush?
Yeah, that, I mean, this is the litmus test. This is the gimme. If you can't get past this offensive line, I mean, people were making fun of them saying the offensive line actually lost the game in the bye week, you know. So, I mean, the Auburn fans know how bad that offensive line is, but Georgia's, I mean, you got one sack from your defensive front last week for the first time, and it was Ogboko on the second string. So, you know, Jordan Hall hasn't been able to get back there. Christian Miller, Quintavious Johnson, Gabe Harris, they're not racking up. Not only are they not getting sacks, they're not even getting quarterback hurries, you know, or quarterback pressures. So, you're obviously, you can't get to the quarterback with those four. So,
you got to bring people.
But that, in other words, this is, you're right. This is your best chance. If you don't get it this week, if you don't get to it multiple times, then just you're going to have to completely change your scheme. And I think Georgia realizes that. I think they realized that last. It's not going to be game six where they realize they don't have a pass rush. They know they don't. So I expect them to scheme around it, at least if at all possible.
Right, Roddy, where do you think this offense can be if, say, for instance, because last week Gunner throws the interception. Where do you think they could be if he would take more risks?
Outhouse or penthouse, as Coach Dunnan always says. I mean, it's we've been dying for him to take more shots downfield. And when he does, you saw what happened in that Tennessee game. They put up 44 points. And against Kentucky, I mean, they put up 35 in three quarters. You know, Kirby called off the dogs, and I don't even think the starters made it into the fourth quarter. So, you know, they could score 45 points a game. Just think about it. You could obviously run the ball, but with Chauncey Bowens, the way he's come on, Nate Frazier, we knew, could be like all SEC. So you've got two great backs, plus, you know, PDOT, who's fast, and Cash Jones, who could convert third downs. Then you've got Zachariah Branch, who's absolutely incandescent with the ball. So Colby Young should be a leading receiver. Dylan Bell scores three touchdowns last week. So you've got good skill guys. You know, Gunnar Stockton gets you into the right place. He makes the right decisions most of the time. And you saw that first drive last week, he ran it three times. And with a running quarterback, you know, if he gets 50, 60 yards a game converting third downs, you can keep the ball away from the other team, and you can put it into the end zone. So you should be able to score, you know, 42 points a game, 38 points a game. And I think if you kind of let Gunnar Stockton uncork it a little bit more, let him take a few more chances, you know, you're gonna be there. You're going to put up those points because you have to have those explosive plays to go along with the 6-yard run, 3-yard run, 5-yard run. You've got to be able to move the chains, change the field position. But that's not who Kirby is. He likes ball control. He doesn't like to take risks.
Right.
And he also knows that if you take chances like you did against Kentucky, you uncork one down the field, you turn it over, you may not get the ball back because your defense can't stop people. So it's he knows he only's going to get about maybe 7-8 possessions a game. He's not going to get 11 or 12. So you've got to make the most of what you have and be absolutely confidence, you're not going to turn it over. So he's told that to Gunnar Stockton, and you see Gunnar Stockton is very, very careful with the ball.
Yeah.
He only had one turnover all year.
Yeah. That's you kind of answered my question there, but with all the capabilities of big plays, and you've seen it here and there, and obviously you need it given what the defense has shown to be, but then you're not doing it as much. Like, is the disconnect, and again, you kind of answered it there with Kirby's mentality, but is it Gunner's kind of scared to let it rip? Is Bobo kind of dialing it up like that? Is Kirby telling him? Where is that disconnect?
Kirby. Mm. No, again, this is my opinion as an outsider looking in. I know Gunnar Stockton covered him since he was, you know, knee high. He loves to uncork the ball. He loves to toss it down the field. He loves to throw it, and he loves to run it. If it was him, he'd be calling 9 routes across the board. Let's go 4 verticals and just see what happens. Mike Bobo, I remember the knock on Mike Bobo was throwing it too much back in the day. I mean, that's why they started making the hats. Run the damn ball, Bobo. Mike wants to throw it. Mike loves big plays. Mike loves drawing that stuff up, you know. So, but you do what the head coach says. Right. I mean, and people will sometimes accuse me of defending Mike Bobo, and I'm like, look, I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care if Mike Bobo's here or not. But I guarantee you that there's a man on the headset. If Mike calls a play that he doesn't like, he's going to tell Mike, no, not that one. It goes through Kirby Smart. That's why he's the only one that talks to the media.
He's the only one who signs off on who they recruit. I mean, it all goes through Kirby Smart. So if there's an identity to the offense or the defense, it comes from the head guy. And he knows his defense is a weakness. He knows he's only going to get so many possessions. So he's going to be very careful with what they do. And it's not going to be, hey, let's just every time they take a chance or have a penalty and they get behind the sticks, Georgia's not been a great team on third down.
Right.
So he wants to be ahead of the sticks. With if that means they call him a screen to Zachariah Branch and picking up five, he will call that 50 times a game because a 5 yards positive momentum, that means I'm looking at second five or a third and two, and I'm going to take that every time instead of a 16-yard pass that may or may not work out.
Hey, Rod, didn't we sign a receiver from Texas A&M?
Yeah.
Is he playing?
He is. And here's the crazy thing. He had 30 snaps in the game against Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was their Noah Thomas is their leading receiver last year. He's really good. But here's the thing. He's not better than Colby Young. He's right. Not better than Dylan Bell. He's not better than London Humphreys. Right. He's not better than Zachariah Branch.
You didn't know that when you gave him all that bread to come over to Athens?
I don't know that you gave him that much, but you did give him some. So, yeah. But you also you spent a lot on Colby. You spent a lot on Zachariah Branch. And remember, not only did you bring in Zachariah, but you brought in his brother Zion. So,
right.
You know, those have been good. But everyone keeps saying, where's Noah Thomas? I'm like, well, he's on the team, and he's playing. He's got 30 snaps. But who are you taking out to put him in? Now, he is an Auburn killer. If you go back and look at Texas A&M against the Auburn game, well, he torched him. So, okay. And that's got to be – if you're a Georgia fan, you got to be a little excited about the fact that Auburn's had trouble in their secondary as well. So this should be, you know, when you look at them trying to cover Zachariah Branch or Colby Young or Noah or London, you got to like Georgia's chances there. Just got to hope that Bo Hewley and Ron Gadsden can give him time to throw.
What do you think? Because I mean, look, obviously Cam's going to get his—he's going to get his jersey retired. It's a night game for Auburn at home. You know the atmosphere is going to be great to start. But I also think, just kind of with the state of things right now, Georgia gets off to a quick start. I think the vibe could shift pretty quickly. What would a loss in this game? That would be three in a row for Hugh Freeze. What would that do for him and that fan base?
The fan base would turn on him. I mean, this would be a signature win. Right. This would be a proof of concept game for them, and they can point to the other two losses. They look on the road against top 10 teams. We brought in another top 10 team. We had them at home. We beat them. Stick with me. This is working. I've proven it. I just beat, you know, Kirby Bloody Smart. You know, two-time national championship winner, multi-SEC championship winner, and we had them at our house and we beat them. So stick with me, and it'll buy them a lot more. But 0-3, it's indefensible. At Auburn, it's absolutely indefensible. So this could be they need this game way more than Georgia does. But Georgia's also has an SEC loss, and if they lose, now they're looking at 1-2. I mean, 2-2. It would be that's tough to get into the playoffs, knowing that you got Ole Miss coming to town, who's going to be really good. You got to face Texas. You got to beat Mississippi State, who looks good. Florida just knocked off Texas. So I mean, this is a must-win for Georgia as well. But This is I don't say a career ender, but definitely a tenure ending game at Auburn if they lose.
Roddy, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Rod.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Roddy Nabalsi there, UGASports.com.
I hate that damn thing.
What?
That Georgia, we're everybody's signature damn win. Lane Kiffin, first signature win, Georgia. Caleb DeBoer, Georgia. Hugh Freeze. Like, damn it, we need this game too.
Right.
Yeah, let me tell him. I heard that like three times yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like, what? What are you talking about? Auburn needs this more than Georgia. No, well, we need this.
Hugh Freeze needs it more than Kirby.
No, he don't.
Yes, he does.
No, he does not.
He might get fired next
week.
Bye. Kirby gets beat on Saturday. Kirby works at Georgia next Saturday.
Yes.
Hugh Freeze gets beat on Saturday. He might not work at Auburn next Saturday. Probably not, but you know what it is. Yeah. I understand what you're saying with your Georgia shirt on and all that, but like.
Hold on, what do that mean? You got your Washington shirt on.
I know.
All
because right. Then we come at things from those perspectives.
What perspective?
Of course, Georgia needs to win the game.
Yes.
But you understand what people are saying when they're saying that Hugh Freeze needs this game in a different way for his career.
Nah.
Than, you don't?
I don't believe that. Okay. I think Hugh got a lot of
that is a nice Georgia shirt. Though.
Thank you very much.
Is that new?
No, it actually isn't. It's just, it was one of them shirts that was like in the back part of the draw.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I had to go back and then dig and get it. So, yeah, it's back there. Sports Talk on the Gamers presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your NFL local games every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get into an NFL no huddle. Spend a couple minutes on that game from last night, which was pretty entertaining, unless you're an Eagles
fan. How'd y'all do last night? You and Bo.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart?
Yeah.
Jackson Dart got us 24 points. Theo Johnson only got us about 3 points, and we are playing against Josh Allen on Monday. But we have we're projected to win by like 15 points as of right now.
But to have to like come up with a solution for Lamar midseason, Jackson Dart's been pretty good so far. We'll take it. Plus, we get to enjoy what he was. Anyway, we'll talk about that next and some of the other games coming up on Sunday as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.